반대한시거로시유타바라카말랑시거로바이샤나밤스차시루팡사그라자탐사가나라그나탐비탐탐사지함사드웨이탐사바두탐바리주나사히탐크리슈나체탄야데밤시라타크리슈나파람사가나라리타시비샤칸비탐스차옴안자나티마란다스야야란자나샤나카야착슈런니미탐기나타스마이시부르베나마하Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane
See, this is like, I think it's like, just like that. It's over there, right? So it's like that.
Vedanta Swami Niti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarane Namaste
Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarane
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavinda
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vrindavan Bihari Lal ki jai, Radha Rani ki jai, Bande Ravan ki jai, Radha Bandira Bihari ki jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Radhe 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 Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Jai Shri Radhe 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 Krishna 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 Hey
Krishna 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 Hey
Krishna 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 Hey Radhe 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 Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Krishna 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 Hey
Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Radhe
Jai Radhe
Jai Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Shri Radhe Krishna 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 Radhe 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 Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Vrindavan Vihari Lala Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Giridharan Ki Jai, Bandira Van Ki Jai, Bandira Bhat Ki Jai, Radha Bandira Bihari Ki Jai, Veno Kupa Ki Jai, Dauji Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So let's repeat this mantra from Adi Puran. Vasudevam tato drishtva, punarjanma na vidyate, punarjanma na vidyate. Adi Puran is telling, listen to the quotation and then translation. Anyone who sees Krishna in Bandiravan will never take birth again in the material world.
Haribo! 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 Golok Prapti Ki Jai! Radha Govinda Prem Seva Ki Jai!
So Radha Bandira Bihari are in this little temple over here on the backside, on the left. So this is from Adi Puran. We read the quotation. Now there's another verse.
Tasya
Darshana
Matrena.
Tasya Darshana Matrena.
Naro
Garbam
Na
Gacchati.
Naro Garbam Na Gacchati.
Translation for this verse, which is actually the second half. One who visits Bandiravan, well, the same idea. One who visits Bandiravan will never enter a woman's womb again. We cross the river Yamuna. Yamuna Maya Ki. So we're on the other side of the Yamuna. The wrong side. Why is this the wrong side of the Yamuna? Why is this the wrong side of the Yamuna River? There are 12 forests in Vrindavan, Jwadasavan, Vrindavan Ki. We are on the eastern side of the Yamuna. The sun rises in the east. That's east. The sun is rising. Yamuna is behind us. That is the west side of the Yamuna. On the eastern side of the Yamuna, where we are now, there is Bajravan, Bandiravan, Bailvan, Lohavan, and Mahavan. There are 5 forests. These forests, especially Bandiravan, where we are in, and Bajravan and Bailvan, these are the places of Krishna's Pogunda Leela, age 5 to 10, and then Kaishor Leela 10 to 15. This is primarily where Krishna has pastimes with the coward boys. But there's also some Durya Leela, especially here. Because it's a place of pastimes in Sakiras, prominently or primarily, we thought we would read something about the cows. I wanted to read about the glories of the cows because they're key players in Krishna's Leela. Krishna Prabhupada's telling in 10th canto, on his planet Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna's always tending Surabhi cows. These are Krishna's pet animals. Actually, there was another quote. Where it says that this is told in Prabhupada's Bhagavatam. He says, Krishna's first business was to give all comfort to the cows and the brahmanas. What's the verse that glorifies Krishna honoring the brahmanas and the cows? Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So this verse says, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Go Brahman Hita, Hita. Hita means the benefit, for the welfare and benefit of the cows and brahmanas. So Prabhupada says that Krishna's first business, his first duty, was to make the cows comfortable and make the brahmanas comfortable. In Kali Yuga, the main business of Kali Purusha, darkness and ignorance personified, is to harass the brahmanas and harass the cows. Kill all the cows and turn all the brahmanas into shudras. So the British, they were expert at this. So they came to India and destroyed all the shastras. Because without shastras, the brahmanas can't develop sufficient knowledge to guide the society. So the British came and burned up all the old books as agents of Kali. And brahmanas everywhere in India, they've all become shudras. Shudra means working for someone else, taking employment. A brahman, sadkarma nipuno vipra. Sadkarma nipuno vipra. A vipra or a brahman has six activities, six karmas or activities that he's supposed to engage in independently and not depend on anybody else. Patan patan. He's supposed to pat, Bhagavat pat. He's supposed to study the Shastra, patan. And patan, he's supposed to teach. Puran, Puran, Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Itihas, Kavya. He's supposed to teach the Sanskrit scriptures. Patan patan. Yajan yajan. He's supposed to do puja, archan, Thakurji puja, and engage other people in puja and yajna. Satyanarayan puja, Shanti Homa, Vivaha Yajna, so many Dasavira Samskaras. Dasavira Samskara Yajna. 10 reformatory functions to purify the living entity. Jata Karma Samskara, cutting the umbilical cord. Nam Karna Samskara, giving the name, all these different samskaras. Patan Patan Yajan Yajan Dan Pratigraha. Dan means that he is supposed to receive donations, charity. Bakshish, Bakshish, Bakshish Dedo. So now the only thing Brahmins say is money, money, money. Patan Nehi. Patan, nothing. Cable, Dan, Dan, Dan Dedo. Money, money, money. Give me money. Bakshish, money. Ek karma. Kali Yuga me, Brahman karma, eki. Money, give, money, money. Patan Nehi, Patan, Yajan, Yajan, Cable, Bojan, and money. Bas. So this is Kali, Kali Prabhav. Influence of Kali. Patan, Patan, Yajan, Yajan. Dan means he receives donation. Pratigraha. Pratigra means he distributes charity. Anadan, free prasad, anakshetra, prasad, kapradan. He gives free clothing to the poor. He gives grains to the poor. He runs goshala, maintains hundreds of cows. Goseva. The Kali Yuga. And now Prabhupada says, Namo Brahmani Devaya, Go Brahman Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namona. Then Prabhupada says,
Krishna's, he says his first business is to give all comfort to the cows and brahmanas. In fact, Prabhupada said, comfort for the brahmanas is secondary, and comfort for the cows is Krishna's first concern. Hari Bol. On every month in India, 100,000 cows are being slaughtered. Hari Bol. Interesting effect of Kali. 100,000 every month, at least. Offering respects to the cows will help the devotee to... Listen to this. This is in Skanda Puran. Offering respects. What does it mean to offer respects to Gomata? It means when you see a cow, you offer respects. Like you see a sannyasi, guru, or god brother, god sister. Respect means you bow down in the dirt. You don't go like this. You don't see the cow and say, Jai Ho Mata Di. Mata Di. Mata Di. Jai Ho Maharaj. Jai Ho Gurudev. Gomata Sarup. Gomata Sharia. All devatas. Indra, Vishnu, Shiva, Chandra, Shani, sub devata in the body of the cow. In Mangala Darshan. And we see, in the morning we see cow. It's a very auspicious day. We see, oh, Gomata, I'm so fortunate. Pay obeisances. And if you're really devoted, then you go and take some dust from her feet. Just like we see Gurudev, we take the dust from his feet on her head. Bhakta Paraduli, Bhakta Paraja, Bhakta Bhukta, Avashesh, Teen Mahabal. Bhakta Paraduli, Bhakta Parajal, Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha Teen Mahabal. The dust from the feet of the devotee. Very powerful. Charanaduli, dust. And the Avashesh, the remnants of his food, very powerful. And the water that washed his feet. I've seen many Brijvasis in the morning, they take some gel and they go to Gomata and they bathe their feet. Charana, snan. Go Charana Snan. They pour water, Jamuna water on her feet. And then they take that water and take it like Charanamrita. Bhav. Gomata. She is mother. Gomata Ki! One who offers respects to the cows, the devotee will diminish the reactions to his past sinful activities. So it's beneficial. Actually, our sins become reduced. The Gautamiya Tantra says that one should gently scratch the body of a cow, offer her a mouth of green grass, and reverentially circumambulate her. If cows are maintained nicely and comfortably, Lord Gopal will be pleased. Mahaprabhu came to Bandiravan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! When he passed through here, the grazing cows, they saw him passing. And immediately they surrounded Mahaprabhu and began to move very loudly. When Mahaprabhu saw the herds of cows approaching him, Mahaprabhu said, oh, he saw the cows, the mother cows, oh mother cows. And he started chanting, Davali, Shavali, Chandani, Hastani, Hamsi. And then he fell into a swoon of ecstatic love because those cows are an Udipan. Udipan, to make him remember. He started to remember his Krishna Rup, his form of Krishna grazing the cows in Bandiravan. The cows began to lick Chaitanya's body because Lord Chaitanya fainted in the swoon of ecstatic love on the ground of Bandiravan. And when someone faints, sometimes someone faints and falls unconscious, then they bring some smelling salts or some ammonia capsule, they break open, and they put under the person's nose and they smell this ammonia, then they wake up. Or they shout something in the person's ear, wake up, or you'll come, come, and they speak some sound vibration in their ear. But the cows, when they saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had fallen unconscious on the ground, they didn't know what to do to wake him up.
They saw how beautiful he was, so golden and attractive and beautiful. They came automatically running to have darshan Lord Chaitanya, and they were in ecstatic mood, so they were mooing, ho, ho, ma, ma, ma. And he was ecstatic, feeling great ecstasy to see the cows, and they to see him. Then he swooned, remembering Krishna Leela. So then the cows, their friend, their beloved Chaitanya, fell unconscious. So they came and started licking his body profusely, very affectionately. Because this is how the cows show their love. They lick. When a baby is born to a cow, then she loves that baby so much. That's where we get vatsa. Vatsa means baby calf. Baby cow is called vatsa. And in Sanskrit, the word for motherly affection, what is the word for motherly affection or intensive affection in Sanskrit? Vatsalya. Bhakta Vatsalya Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki. Formulators of language could not find any better word to convey the conception of affection than Vatsalya. Why? Because we live in Moscow and Delhi and Bombay, we don't understand about cows and calves. If you live in a village, then you understand that, oh, I thought a human mother had a lot of affection for a baby. She does. But not, she has about 1/100th of a percent of the affection that a mother cow has for her baby. A human mother, she can allow her baby to go out of her sight for a minute or an hour or a day or whatever. She's in the care of the older sister, the baby's in the care of the sister, the baby's in the care of the mother, the baby's in the care of the mother-in-law. And the mother cow will never give its baby to another mother or to her older sister, because cows have older sisters also, sister cow. Why? Because she cannot, the mother cow cannot live without seeing her baby at every second. When the baby's tied up away from the mother so the baby doesn't drink all the milk, what does the mother do? Does she watch soap operas? Does she watch serials on television? Does she watch love stories or cricket matches? Does she watch little Krishna cartoon shows? Does she talk on the cell phone to her friends? The mother sits there and she stares at her baby who's tied up 15 feet away. Every second of the day she looks. Finally, when the calf is released and goes to the mother, then that mother cow, she licks that baby so much with her long tongue. She takes her tongue, goes, she starts at the baby's head and licks him all the way to the tail. Then she licks his tail also. And licks the cow, little baby Vatsa's rear end also. Would a mother lick the butt of her baby? Would a human mother lick the backside of her baby child? No. Because of this intense affection, there's the acharyas and the compilers of language, they don't see any animal, including human mothers, they don't see any cat, dog, tiger, human being, monkey, chimpanzee, gorilla, parrot, love birds, pigeons, parrots, cuckoo, lovebirds, this, that. They don't see any other mother that loves her child and is so much attentive and absorbed in her child with affection and love and dedication as a cow. Indian cow. I don't know about Western cows. So, do you understand why that word vatsa? Because the word vatsa, the meaning of the word vatsa is baby cow, calf. Vatsa is that animal that receives so much love and affection from her mother. So now we understand that the cow is so much affection. Now Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is described as Bhakta Vatsalya. What does this mean? This means that the affection, the dedication, the love, the care, the absorption that Krishna takes in his bhaktas, which means devotees, which means us, is equal to and greater than the love and affection that a mother cow shows for its baby. Bhakta Vatsalya Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki. So as a baby cow, a vatsa, feels so much protected and sheltered and secure under the loving affection of her mother cow, Gomata, we should feel so much secure and protected and sheltered under the loving affection of Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki. So therefore, when Janani Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, when she calls her child, she says, when she calls Krishna, she says, "Oh Vatsa, oh Vatsa, oh Vatsa, oh my calf." And the translators, they put it in English. It doesn't sound, doesn't really work. But when they translate, Mother Yashoda said, "Oh my calf, like my calf, like son." It just doesn't make it. Some words don't translate. "Oh my calf, like son." There's no bhav there. There's no meaning there. But when she says vatsa, "Oh vatsa, you are," that word means you are dear to me as a calf is to its mother. I want to kiss you and love you and lick you so much I want to swallow you inside. If you watch a mother cow, Indian cow, lick her baby, the baby's getting tossed. Looks like a fist fight. It looks like the mother's slapping the baby around. The baby's like this, and the mother cow's going, licking him so forcefully and so tightly, the calf is standing there on his little skinny wobbly legs. She's licking him and he's falling over like this. And you can feel, if you see the cow, you can feel so much intensity of affection coming from her heart. And the calf is... And then the cow man will come and take the calf and take him aside and tie him and then milk the cow. And then after the mother cow licks the baby, all the fur, all the hair and hair on the body of that cow, it's all stuck to his body and covered with saliva. It's like he shampooed his hair. He's got his whole body, all, you know, the hair on the body, he's all wet. She licks the baby every day, hundreds of times, whenever she gets the opportunity, head, toe, leg, everything. You ever seen? It's too much. You realize that, look at this cow. Look at this mother cow. She has so much love and affection for her little animal, little beast, little calf. I don't even have one drop. My desert-like, stone-like, rock-like heart, I don't even have one drop of that degree of affection this mother cow has. So with that bhav, with that understanding, with that feeling, when we see a cow in the morning, we say, "Oh, my mother, you are the repository, you are the reservoir, the purest form of love before my eyes. And my Lord is called Bhaktivatsalya Govinda Krishna Damodar. And I don't have any of the love you have." For animals, for cows, for people, what to speak of Krishna? "Please bless me. I pay my obeisances. I rub your head. I rub your head and I touch your feet. I pray for a blessing. Oh, Mother, please give me your blessing. Bless me with some vatsalya, some affection for Krishna." Cows are so important. It's not we just, "Oh, cow, duh. Oh, cow gives you milk. And from milk you get ice cream, ew. And butter and cheese. And cheese pakoras. And pizza. And all the things that Radharani doesn't make." Which means Krishna doesn't eat. Because Krishna only eats what Radharani makes. That's called high-end pure bhakti. There's high-end pure bhakti, only eating things that Radharani eats, offers to Krishna. Then there's middle-end and low-end. Eating things that I like to eat. But first, let's offer them to Krishna. Krishna, take this. You may not like it, but I know I will. So please bless it and turn it into Mahaprasad. That's really pure bhakti. Bhaktivinoda tells us, Krishnadas Kaviraj tells us, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur tells us, and you can read all the books of the Vallabha Sampradaya, and they write all the menus. They write all the menus and recipes of what Krishna eats. What's cooked by Radharani? What does Nathji eat? Nathji eats the same thing that Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna ate in Nandagram. Radharani's cooking. In Bhojantali, in Kamyavan, Yashoda Maya's cooking, Rohini, Radharani. It's all written down there. So if we really want to eat Krishna Prasad, then we'll really make things that Krishna likes. Prabhupada is very merciful. He's saying, listen, I'm preaching to a world full of Jagai and Madhais. We are all Jagai and Madhais. When Prabhupada started his preaching mission in Jhansi, he installed Mahaprabhu, one deity of Lord Chaitanya. Rasaraj Mahabhav Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki.
Jai.
Why? Because he's Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. He's not Anya. He's none other than Radha and Krishna Yugo. Rasaraj Sri Krishna Mahabhavati Radha. Why did he do this? Because his Guru Dev did this. Disciple follows the Guru. Bhakti Siddhanta everywhere installed one deity, Mahaprabhu, and Radha and Krishna. Except in Champahati, Gorgadhar, and in Mamagachi, Gornitai. But in the other 62 temples, Radha and Krishna Mahaprabhu. So when Prabhupada started his preaching mission, he installed Mahaprabhu deity. That deity is in, you can have darshan in Mathura, the deity is there. Keshav Ji Gaudiyamath, Prabhupada's original deity. He left it with Keshav, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. When Prabhupada started his mission in Mayapur, what's the first deity installed? Well, the first deity that Prabhupada installed there was Mahaprabhu. And then? Jayaradha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jayaradha
Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jayaradha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jayaradha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari
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 Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja
this place, there's a very nice, these deities you'll see. In Indian marriages, whenever there's the proper vivaha yajna and sati, a marriage function, then at one point in this marriage ritual, marriage rite, Hindu marriage rite, the man sits, he sits on the right-hand side of the lady. So this is called the sindur, right? This red powder to signify that she's a sati. So he turns to his wife and he holds the back of his head, the husband holds the back of the wife's head with his left hand. And then he leans over in front of his wife and he takes his right thumb of his right hand, he rubs it in the red powder sindur, and then he turns and applies it on the part of his wife's hair. With his right hand and his right thumb, he puts the red stripe on his wife's hair. Okay?
Yes.
You have that? Everywhere, this is the exact niyam where the technique is used. If you see this deity, which is a deity of this place, the main Leela here, the most famous Leela. These are the only deities of Radha and Krishna like this in the entire world. One set, there's not two. Because this Leela only took place in one place in the entire world. Here. Radha Mandira Bihari Ki. So this, at this particular place, there was a play marriage. This is described in Gita Govinda by Jayadeva Goswami. This tree that we're taking shelter of is, of course, a banyan tree, which means Vat. Yavat, remember Yavat? The place of Jatil and Kutil and Abhimanyu, Yavatgram. Vat means banyan, Yava means Yavaka, the red coloring on a woman's feet. So Yavaka and Vat becomes Yavat. So it's Bandira Vat. During Krishna's time, this tree was huge. It was 800 miles long. I mean, let's see. Kilometers. I had to convert to kilometers. Yeah, it's about 1,000 kilometers long. 1,000 kilometers long. Stretching out 1,000 kilometers all over Vrindavan. And when the coward boys used to come on this side of the Yamuna, east side, and they want to cross to the west side, they would walk across the branches. See the branch? This is a tree that's called a branch. It's just going straight out. See how far it goes? You see this branch? They're all reaching out like this. Like big hands reaching out. This tree is just reaching out its arms and fingers to cover everybody with its shade. You see? It's just like this. If I put my arms over you like this, if 20 people hold their arms out like this, doesn't it look like that?
Yes.
Looks like arms with hands. The leaves are the fingernails. And the little twigs, are the fingers. It's like having hundreds of arms in all directions. From a central body, central trunk. So here the branches are extending 30 meters. Because it's Kali Yuga, everything's reduced. In Krishna's time, the branches extended all the way across the Yamuna. And the Yamuna wasn't 3 meters wide. Now the Yamuna now is like this. Yamuna when Krishna was here was like 3 kilometers wide. Huge. I've seen myself during rainy season that sometimes Yamuna would start at Radhadamodar Temple at Sringarvat. Cover the Parikrama Marg at Keshigat. All Keshigat is completely flooded and go all the way across to where Deora Baba, where we had that Pandal program on the bank of the Yamuna, that white pedestal, like that monument, that's a samadhi. That wasn't there then, but it would go all the way across that field and all the way over to where we are now. 5-6 kilometers wide. 1987, 1990, 1995. The last 10 years have been very less rain and water. One day, so keep this in mind, this is a very unusual deity, it's only one of a kind. It's to commemorate the pastime which I'm describing now, and this deity is like that. Gita Govinda describes, One day Nanda Baba was grazing cows here with Krishna, and a big rainstorm broke out. And Nanda Baba wanted to protect his son Kaniya. Krishna Kaniya ki. Suddenly, because in Garga Samhita and other scriptures, they describe that Radharani was very much older than Krishna. We say, our Gaudiya Vaishnava scriptures say that Krishna's Navakishore, Nityakishore, Krishna's eternal age is 15 years, 9 months, 7 and a half days. And Radharani, how old is Radharani from the Gaudiya conception? 14 years, 2 months, 15 days. Everyone knows about Radharani. But in Garga Samhita and other scriptures that describe this Leela, it says that Krishna was a baby in the he was a baby. 1 or 2 years old. And Radharani was 18. Krishna was a baby, 2 or 3 years old, 4 or 5, maybe 4 or 5, you know, 3, young. And Radharani was 16, 18. Big storm broke up. Suddenly Radhika arrived in front of Nanda Baba. Oh, Lali, oh Chori. Nanda Baba stretched out his arms, holding Krishna. He said, please, take Krishna with you, Radhika. Take him back to Nandagram, to safety, away from the storm. Nanda Baba gave Krishna to Radharani. Radharani took Krishna under this banyan tree. This pastime is going on right now. But not here, in another material universe. Radharani took Krishna under this very banyan tree in a very secluded private part of the forest, far away from Nanda Maharaj's view. Although Krishna was a child at that time, he suddenly manifested a beautiful form of a youth. He was so attractive that he bewildered the mind of Cupid. Manohar Sri Krishna ki, Madan Mohan ki, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Radhe.
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 Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai. So Lalita, Vishaka, all the sub-sakis, all the sakis, they came. And they approached Radha and Krishna along with Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma's Pitamaha. He's a grandfather. Who is the father of everyone?
Brahma.
Thank you. Brahma. So in Indian marriage, who gives away the daughter?
Father.
The father gives away the daughter to the bridegroom. Right? Bride and bridegroom. So the Sakis arrived, Lord Brahma arrived, and Brahma started chanting Vedic mantras. Then on behalf of Radha and Krishna, Lord Brahma performed the Gandharva wedding for Kishore Kishori. Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Kishori Radhe. So this is why our Gandharva marriage took place under this banyan tree. They exchanged garlands and the other customary rites of marriage. The Sakis sang the wedding songs. The demigods showered flowers from the sky. Then all suddenly Lord Brahma disappeared. And the Sakis disappeared. And Krishna resumed his form of a child, being carried in Radha's arms. And Radha returned again, and she met Nanda Maharaj and handed over her baby. Meanwhile, the storm stopped, and Nanda Maharaj returned to Nandagram. This is how the story is told in Garga Samhita. In Gita Govinda, Jayadeva Goswami tells a slightly different version of the story. He says, he starts it the same way, almost exactly the same. The Gita Govinda starts exactly the same way as Garga Samhita. And Krishna's a baby, and he's with Nanda Maharaj. He's in Bandiravan. Radharani comes along. She takes him, and then as she... This is also in, I think, Harivamsa Puran, the same similar description, but Gita Govinda is so much brassica. So they enter this forest of Bandiravan, and Krishna suddenly becomes Kishore, a youthful boy, and Radharani's the same age. And then all the sakis come, and then Yogamaya arranges a whole Ras Mandala. And they engage in Rasa dance here, then they have Kunja Leela, and so much Rati Vilas and intimate exchanges, amorous affairs. And then when that's all withdrawn, then again he returned like this. In Gita Govinda it's like this. This is a very beautiful pastime. Of course, I did mention that there's a lot of coward pastimes to go on here, too. I already mentioned the parrots and peacocks and cuckoos. They used to eat the fruit of this banyan tree. They makes little figs while they were resting. The coward boys would climb up in the branches of these trees, which are almost flat. They would eat the fruits, and then they would rest on the branches. Now the branches are only 1 foot, or let's say whatever, I don't know how you say, half a meter wide. But when the coward boys were here, each of the branches of the tree was like 6-7 feet wide, like a queen bed, king's bed. The branches are very wide, huge. So they go, because the fruits, you know, these figamosis, it's called figamosis religiosa. This banyan tree, the species and genus, the Greek or Latin species and genus of this tree is Phygomosis religiosus. That's the sacred bent, the sacred fig tree. And you know about figs, you eat figs. But that's a little tiny shrub type thing. But this, the branches go up and the roots go down. You see these roots hanging here and there? They're hanging, you see here, like right here. That's a mole, that's a root. See those hairy things? That'll go down. See, this thing's hanging above your head. If you stay there, you'll turn into a banyan tree. Be good, and the brahmacharis won't get disturbed. She becomes a banyan tree, is better off, no? These are not branches. These roots will come when they hit the ground. Actually, what's going to happen, if she stays here long enough, these roots are going to go down and grab her by the head and pull her up. Pull her up. Now they're going to go down and hit the ground, and they're going to dig a hole in the ground and go into the ground, and those roots will become the trunk of another banyan tree. They'll go into become the trunk, the main trunk, and from that trunk all more branches will go off. So that's why it says in the 15th chapter, it's described Urdvam, it says that the material world is upside down. The roots are like this tree. The roots are going up. See, these roots are going up. They're supposed to go down under the ground. Anyway, so they would sleep there, and while they're sleeping on the branches, they also sing happily. The deer and the other forest creatures would rest in the shade below the banyan tree. Every day, Mother Yashoda would send a tiffin for lunch. And all the boys in Krishna Balam would sit under this tree munching on eating their lunch while the cows were munching on the lush green grass in the forest. The boys would play water sports in Yamuna. After all the coward boys would sit around Krishna and thousands of rows, one row after another row. But even though there were hundreds of coward boys, they were sitting behind or in front or on the sides of Krishna. Each coward boy felt that he was right in front of Krishna, eating food face to face. This is a very important pastime from the Krishna book. Very important tattva. That there's thousands, because what happens is people think, oh, I become a sakhi, I become a manjari, I become a coward boy. Go to the spiritual world to serve Krishna Balaram, Radhan Krishna. There's so many millions, there's so many thousands and millions of coward boys and coward girls. How will I ever get a chance to serve Krishna? I'll be way far away looking with binoculars. Oh, there's thousands of gopis in front of me, thousands of mandris in front of me. It's not like that. Krishna expands in so many forms, in so many kunjas, with every parivar, with every parampara, with every group of gurus and their line of parampara, that line of gurus and his disciples and their siddha sarups, and they will be with Radha and Krishna. And there's so many thousands of Lita Sakis and so many thousands of Rupa Manjaris and so many thousands of Sri Dhammas and so many thousands of Subalas, and nobody knows about the other ones. Rasalila is telling the same point. This is 10th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 29 through 33. Thousands of gopis came for the rasa dance. And Padma Purana says there were 3 billion gopis. Sadhana Siddha gopis, the Shrutis, and then the Dandakaranya sages, and the Devis from Swarga, and the Koshala, the ladies from Koshala, and so many different, 20 different groups of ladies and men and rishis and sages came and became gopis. And they entered the rasa dance on the banks of the Yamuna at Vamshivat. And when the rasa dance came, they thought, oh, I'll never get a chance to dance with Krishna. Look at the number I got. Everyone got a number. Brindadevi was at the entrance to the theater giving out tickets. And all the gopis got a ticket. Oh, you're gopi number one. You're number two. My number is 2 billion. When is Krishna... Okay. Who is a gopi number 2 billion? Come and dance with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And this night is going, it's getting late. Almost the sun's going to come up. I'll never get to dance with Krishna. Not like that. One gopi, one Krishna. You have your deity in your house, your Krishna. I have my Krishna. And what do you say? You say, this is my deity. This is my Krishna, my Giriraj, my Gauranga, my Nitai Gaurasundar, my Doyal Nitai. It's personal. Mamata Bhav. Possession. Feeling. Love means possessive feelings. If we don't have possessive feelings, we're not in love. If there's no Mamata, there's no love. So we have Mamata for Krishna, for Radha. More Raghunath, more Pranath, more Rup, my Rupa Goswami, my Raghunath Das Goswami. The song is there, Narottam Das. Now, they would enjoy their lunch every day, and they could face to face eat with Krishna. They were talking and laughing. Brahma and the other demigods, when they saw these pastimes, they were extremely astonished by the sweet, innocent pastimes of Krishna. Okay, this is about Munjatavi. This is in 10th canto of Bhagavatam. I believe it's Munjatavi means the forest fire. Krishna and Balaram, all the cows, they came here one day to Mandiravan. All the cows are relaxing here under the shade of the tree. The cows started wandering further and further away in search of green grass, luscious grass. And they wandered into a forest. And in this forest were all these reeds, like bamboo type of reeds, very dry, skinny little dried out reeds. And it was called Munjatavi. Munja, it's actually like a type of grass. It's a grass, but it's about, I don't know, 8 feet long, or like, what do you say, 3-4 meters long. Really tall grass called Munja grass, or Munjatavi. It's called Munjavan, the forest of Munja grass. Like type of swamp grass or whatever. It really quickly catches fire like cotton. Like cotton that can catch fire like a bale of cotton and burn so fast like cotton burning. So the cows wandered over there. And it was summertime. Jaista Mahina, May and June. If you think it's hot now, it's only 30. And May and June will be 41, 43, 44, 45. It was a very scorching hot day in Jaista, and the cows could not find any shade. The cows wandered into the Munjatavi van. It was a very scorching hot day. The cowboys notice that the cows are wandering into the Munjatavi forest. They say, oh, we better go call them back. But Krishna and Balaram are sleeping. Krishna has his head on Subal's lap. And Sridham has his, Balaram has his head on one root of the tree. Let's not disturb them. Let's go collect our cows that have wandered into the forest. So they did. And then suddenly the flames and fire surrounded all the coward boys. And all the cows. And the boys are crying out, Krishna, bachao, save us! Krishna, help! The flames are going in all directions. And there's in the Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, chapter 19, the story is there. Verse 12, the boys, they chanted a mantra, Krishna, Krishna, Mahavira.
Krishna, Krishna,
Mahavira. Krishna, Krishna. Mahavira.
Mahavira.
Like Vira. Vira Ras is one of the Gona Rasas. There's 12 Rasas. Vira means chivalry, heroism. Krishna, Krishna, Mahavira.
Krishna, Krishna, Mahavira.
Hey Rama, Moga Vikrama.
Hey Rama, Moga Vikrama.
Devagni na dayamanan. Devagni na dayam. Prapanam stratum arhata.
Prapanam stratum arhata.
Oh Krishna, Krishna, oh most powerful one, Mahavir. Oh Ram, oh Balaram. You whose prowess never fails, your strength never fails, please save your devotees who are about to be burned by this forest fire and have come to take your shelter. Krishna immediately ran there when he heard the crying of the coward boys. And as he ran up, and the coward boy saw him, they said, oh, Krishna ki jai! Krishna ki
jai!
Krishna said, listen, everyone, don't be afraid. Simply lie on the ground. Close your eyes. And just pretend that a very cooling, refreshing breeze is blowing over your body. So then, while they had their eyes closed, then Krishna opened his mouth, his lotus mouth, and he swallowed the entire forest fire. It went inside his belly. And it merged with the fire of digestion. Jataragni. Aham vaishwanaro bhutva praninam dehyamashritaha pranapana samayuktam pancham yanam chaturvidam. This is a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna is saying there that I become the fire of digestion, and along with the incoming and outcoming breath, I digest the five kinds of foodstuffs. This mantra is chanted by Vedic Brahmins. After they take food, they chant this mantra. They rub their belly, not too many times, or you become fat. The cows are in Munjatavi. The forest fire is surrounding. They're chanting, please. And Krishna said, close your eyes. Lie on the ground and pretend a cool breeze is blowing over you, coward boyfriends. So everyone lie on the ground. Close your eyes. Pretend a cool breeze is blowing over you. And I'll wake you up in 1 hour. Actually, the acharyas say that during this forest fire, Krishna became very hungry and thirsty. The fire, forest fire demon, it was actually a demon sent by Kamsa who transformed his body into fire. The demon became very afraid when he saw Achyuta Sri Krishna. Ajit, Krishna's unconquerable. He knew that this demon suddenly saw, when he saw Krishna, he knew that he could not defeat Krishna. So then, the demon, the fire demon, turned himself into a very cool and tasty drink. In the third canto, it describes creation. In description of creation, it explains how that the creation of the elements from sound, Om, transforms into ether. Ether transforms into air. Air transforms into fire. Fire transforms into water is produced from fire. The fire demon sent by Kamsa about to burn up Krishna, he turned into a drop of water. That huge fire became reduced to a small drop of water sitting in the palm of Krishna. Krishna, as I said, when he went to burn that, to kill that fire demon, he was very thirsty and he was very hungry. So he decided to engage that demon in his service. The demon realized that he was about to be defeated and destroyed by Krishna. So he said, well, and in Yoga Maya arranged him to understand that let me just turn myself, become opposite. I'm opposed to Krishna. I'm going to kill Krishna as fire. Now by Krishna's association, I will become the opposite. The opposite of fire is water. He became a drop of water in Krishna's hand. And that small drop of water was so sweet. It was like the sweetest possible nectar. That Yogeshwara Krishna, this is in verse 10th canto, chapter 19, verse 12. Because that word is there. Yogeshwara. Yogadish. Yogadish. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. How's it go? Tatra Pata Danordara. Tatra Shivaji Obhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. The last verse of Bhagavad Gita. But he says, wherever there's Krishna, the master yogi, Yogeshwara, there is victory, morality, Dhruva, Nitya, there's rules, regulations, order, morality, strength, power, success. Sanjay tells this to Dhritarashtra. He closes in saying, Krishna's there, fighting your sons, 100 sons, Dhritarashtra. Arjuna is there. Danordar, carrying the Danu, the bow. Gandiva Raj, Gandiva Dara, Arjuna Ki. And because they're together opposing your sons, all your sons will be defeated. For sure. So that master of all mystic power, he reduced that vicious fire demon. He reduced him to a drop of water in his hand, a drop of nectar. He turned that fiery, deathly, poisonous demon into a drop of sweet nectar. And he swallowed it. And then Krishna went like this, because you know when you want to wake up the deities, you have to make some sound. So you go... So Krishna, he went... And all the coward boys woke up. And where were they? They were in the middle of Manjutavi forest, which was several kilometers from this beautiful tree of Bandiravan, surrounded by forest fire, about to experience imminent death, being roasted alive, burned alive. But by Krishna's mercy, they lay down and they thought about a cooling breeze passing over their bodies. And when they woke up, they were sitting under the mandira tree with Krishna, back eating their tiffins where they started. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki. So this is a beautiful pastime that took place here, in this particular place. This particular fire demon represents an anartha. Chaitanya or Shikshamrita and Krishna Samhita by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains that the different demons that Krishna killed in his pastimes, they represent obstacles obstacles, impediments, anarthas, difficulties, hurdles that prevent one from performing braj bhajan. They prevent one from entering the eternal loving service of Radha Krishna. And they represent different aspects of the dark side of ourselves. They represent greed and anger and lust and envy and criticism. So one by one, we read these pastimes about these different demons vanquished by Krishna primarily and a few by Balaram, like Pralambasura, etc. And by hearing these pastimes and praying to the Lord, the mercy descends into our heart and kicks these demons out of our heart, destroys these demons from our heart. And then we can relish the madhur, lila. Because in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, it is impenetrated, or it's sprinkled and filtered and mixed with madhur lila, Krishna's intimate sweet leelas, and then also these demon-killing leelas. Aishwarya Mahi Leela, Aishwarya Mahi Leela, and Madhurya Mahi Leela, where Krishna shows his vast opulence and becomes, actually when he kills the demons, it's Vishnu who does it. He manifests from his body, this beautiful, tender, sweet, lovable little human boy, human child. He manifests the Virata Rup, all the power and grandeur and majesty and Aishwarya and Vibhuti and potencies of Vishnu, Chaturbhuj Narayan. And he kills Putana, and he kills Agasura, and Bakasura, and Vatsasura, and all these demons he kills. And then when that's done, it goes back in. So these pastimes, they purify the heart so that we can relish and enter into the sweet pastimes, the Ras Leela and the Coward Boy pastimes in chapter 9 of 10th canto, and all these sweet pastimes that are also there described in the 10th canto. This forest fire, Davanagni, or this fire, demon, Munjatavi, Asur, he represents something very important for all of us. Arguments, battles, conflicts, hatred, sectarianism. Arguments. This demon represents attachment to pointless arguments. Battles and conflicts, fighting mental enemies, or looking for fights with others due to false ego. False means disagreeing. Oh, you say it's black, I say it's white. Always, whatever you say, I have to go something different. I can't agree. I can never agree with anybody. My wife, my husband, my teacher, my boss. I always have to go opposite direction. Hatred. Inner hatred toward other groups and communities. I hate Muslims. I hate Hindus. I hate Christians. I hate this, that. I hate Serbs. The politicians, they maintain control over the people by increasing their hatred for others. It's called isolationism. Isolate all Russians, or stay together and be under my dominion, the rulers. Now the enemy is the Americans. They're so then Americans can be under the dominion of the demoniac government by saying yes. The enemy is not American government. The enemy is not our lack of economy. The enemy is not our lack of police protection. The enemy is the Russians.
Yes.
Yeah, they're the enemies. No, the enemy is your incompetency. The enemy is the political incompetency of the rulers. They're not giving us security. They're not giving us protection. We can't walk in the city at night, or we'll get mugged or robbed or, you know, raped or whatever. This is a trick they do. So this is hatred. Religious practices, disregard or disrespect for the religious practice of others. Sampradayas, disagreement with other sampradayas and mats. Mats means temples. This is all Bhaktivinoda Thakur's explanation. Sectarianism, Due to sectarianism, we cannot accept anyone outside of our group as a Vaishnava. So this Father's Fire represents that. I'm going to close our discussion with one more pastime. This is about Radha and Krishna. That was about coward boys being saved by Krishna. And this is about Radha and Krishna here in Bandiravan. One day Krishna was sitting here alone under the banyan tree. And he played a very enchanting melody on his flute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramu, Hare Ramu. Ramu, Ramu, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama.
Krishna was sitting alone under this beautiful banyan tree, playing a very enchanting melody on his flute. Suddenly, Krishna saw all the gopis coming in a circle around Radhika, coming right towards the banyan tree. And they came in front of Krishna, and Radharani said, "Oh, Priyatam, what kind of games were you playing here with your friends? What kind of games were you playing here with your friends? Piyariju? Ju. Piyariju? I was wrestling with my friends here. No one in the world can wrestle like me. I can defeat everyone in wrestling. Look at this power and strength of my arms. Something invincible, indomitable, unconquerable." Lalita stepped forward and pointed her finger at Krishna. "Krishnaji, today we Sakis, we would like to see you dressed like a wrestler, engaged in wrestling. We want to see how you dress, how you tuck up your dhoti and you go like this. Ow. We want to see you dressed and poised for wrestling." "Okay," Krishna said, "but who will challenge me?" Radharani stepped forward like this and proudly said, "We Sakis will be your opponents in wrestling." Then Chitrasakhi dressed Radharani like a wrestler. In other words, she took her gopi dress, lenga. The gopis, Chitrasakhi, Lalita, Rupamanjari, they took Radharani's lenga. Lenga means this like dress, like skirt type thing. Long ankle-length skirt, and they pulled it up between her legs and tucked it in the back, so it became like shorts, like short pants. And then they took her chunari, they took that, and they tied it around her waist, like a sash. She was ready to wrestle. When Krishna saw Radharani dressed as a formidable wrestler, he became completely captivated by the incredible sweetness of Radharani's every limb, because now there was no lenga covering Radharani's thighs or her knees or her calves, or and there was nothing covering her belly. Her belly was uncovered because it was just choli and little shorts. And Krishna was drinking with the cups of his eyes all that beautiful nectar of the transcendental form of Srimati Radharani ki. He broke out in goosebumps all over his body. Tiny little bumps. He started trembling. Seeing this, the sucky started joking and laughing. Hey, Shyam, what's happening to you? You have defeated everyone in the world in wrestling. But how come all of a sudden now you're trembling all over just by gazing at your opponent? You haven't even felt the blows from her arms. You haven't even felt the power of her arms or her legs when she lifts you and throws you. Then you could start trembling in fear that you may die. But now you haven't even engaged in combat. You haven't even started. Just by the sight of our wrestler, of our contender. Our contender, you're trembling. So the gopis are taunting Krishna. How will you be able to fight with Radhika in such a condition? Needless to say, Shyam felt completely embarrassed by the teasing words and taunts of the Sakis. Then Lita Sakhi counted 1, 2, 3. They began wrestling. They locked arm to arm. Krishna was groaning. Their arms were locked hand to hand, arm to arm. No one could win. They were equally matched. Ajita Sri Krishna, never conquered by anyone. Most hugest, most ferocious, dangerous, unbelievably monstrous demons. Kamsa had so much strength that he picked up Ravana and threw him away like a cotton ball. This Kamsa was so powerful. He could pick up an elephant by the tail and twirl him around like a flower. An elephant. He could pick up an elephant. A huge royal, what do you call it? Rajahati. A royal elephant. He could take him by the tail and spin him around like you have a flower and spin it around. And fling him 100 yojans. And Krishna, when Krishna fought him in Mathura, the Acharyas say, just by when Krishna jumped, when he jumped from the wrestling, another wrestling mat, when he jumped from the wrestling mat or wrestling arena up to the royal dais where Kamsa was sitting and watching, whatever, watching over the event, then the wind, simply the wind coming from Krishna's body when he was jumping, the wind killed Kamsa. Just the breeze created by Krishna's body moving through the air, going to land on Kamsa, killed Kamsa. But then Krishna thought, it doesn't look like a glorious death for a Kshatriya like Kamsa to die by a gust of wind. So then Krishna, to make it look good, because sometimes Kshatriyas fight with swords, sometimes Kshatriyas fight with daggers, sometimes Kshatriyas fight with arrows, sometimes Kshatriyas fight with their fists. So Krishna, just to, because he's so, Krishna's so compassionate, he's even compassionate for Kamsa. Because if he's just jumping up and Kamsa goes, ah, and dies, everybody say, what? What kind of chivalry is this? What kind of hero is this? He died just by seeing his enemy? You come out in a battlefield and you see your enemy. Oh! What kind of hero is that? That's a hero? You just see your enemy and you die? No fight? What is this? At least fight. Fight to death. Fight to finish. So then Krishna, he landed on top of him, and then he went like this. Boom! And gave him a big blow to the chest or whatever and killed him. And that's what you see in the painting. Right? So that Krishna is in this place under the Bandira tree in a makeshift wrestling arena. The gopis are all in a circle. The gopis are all in a circle. And they're all cheering for Radharani. And Krishna is all by himself. He looks around. Everywhere he looks. He looks everywhere around the wrestling arena. What does he see? Gopi, 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 gopi. No gopi Krishna, gopi Krishna, only gopi. And they're all looking at him like this. Yeah, he looks. Every gopi is going this. This means defeat. You will be defeated. When you win, you go like this, right? You go. When you win, you go, isn't it? You go like this. I won, I won. The gopis are going, you're going to lose. He's looking around, and then he puts his... And you? Lalita. And these are all his girlfriends. And the night before, and the night before, and the night before, he was enjoying with these different suckies. Now that their friends became enemy, your friend becomes enemy. Like the material world. Today's friend, tomorrow's enemy. They're all looking at him with... He's going, boy, I'm really outnumbered here. No support. No allies. No friends. I'm in the middle of enemies. I'm surrounded by enemies. And there's only this one gopi facing me. And she's so beautiful, I forgot how to wrestle. Her beauty is so enchanting that I forgot how to wrestle. I become Vimugdha Krishna. Krishna has two qualities, Sarvagya, knowing everything, and Vimugdha. Vimugdha means excessively bewildered. Vimugdha. He can become completely bewildered only by one person and by one quality. Krishna can only become bewildered by the Mahabhav of Srimati Radharani Ki. So what happened? Let's find out. And Kobe is saying, how will you be able to win the fight, my dear, in such a condition? They began to wrestle. No one could win. The Sakis were overwhelmed with bliss at watching. Even Kamadev, Cupid personified, became intoxicated with bliss. So, they wrestled. It was a win-win situation. It was a draw. Radha didn't win and Krishna didn't win. But there's another story in Gauri Dalji where Radharani won. That's in Vrindavan, Parikrama Marg. Gauri Dalji, Gauri Dalji. Raghunath Das Goswami, he wrote one prayer in Braja Vilas Stava. Maybe you have that in Russian. Braja Vilas Stava, number 93. I worship Bandiravan, where my beautiful Swamini, my beautiful queen, that proud Sri Radha, dressed as a wrestler, she enthusiastically wrestled with her Priyatam, Sri Krishna. This wrestling match brought great happiness to the god of love, Kamadev. Kamadev Sri Krishna ki jai. Bhayavan Yatra ki jai. Krishna and Balaram used to go to this forest on the banks of the Yamuna called Bhayavan or Bilvavan. And Bhayav is, a tropical tree that grows here. And has large fruits about this size. So Krishna and Balaram, all the cows would go there to Bhayavan. And being playful boys, some boys would climb up in the tree and shake the branches. And all the bale fruits would fall on the ground. And then they would start playing ball with them. So they would play ball. And then if you could hit the ball into the Yamuna, that was considered a home run. But so this is what they would hit, and boom, and it knocked the... These were the unripe fruits, they're like hard as rocks. When the fruits aren't ripe, they're as hard as a rock. When they're ripe, you hit them, they crack open. So there's a temple there of Lakshmi Devi, and she's sitting in Padma Asan, the yoga asan. And she's like this. She's not in a mudra giving blessings. She's not like this, holding a lotus flower giving blessings. Usually Lakshmi deities are like this, giving blessing. It's called Ashirvad Mudra. She's not like that. She's like this, which means that she's begging. Please forgive me. Please bless me. Please give me something. And she's sitting down, meditating. She's meditating on the fortune of the gopis. How much fortune they have to dance with Krishna Rasa dance. She came to Vrindavan with the desire, sankalpa, to enter Krishna's rasa dance. Because when she was in Vaikuntha, Narada Muni came there visiting. Because he often stays there. Actually, he stays there all the time. There's one form of Narada Muni who is always by the side of Narayan. The Ishtadeva of Narada Muni is Lord Narayan. And he plays his veena. And he sings for Lord Narayan. Narayana, 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 Narayana. A thousand names of Narayan equals one name of Ram. Three names of Ram equals one name of Krishna in terms of power, potency, benefit. So Krishna's name is supreme. Krishna, 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 hey.
Krishna, 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 hey.
When Lakshmi Devi heard from Narada Muni, she developed a strong desire to see the Ras Leela. Have you heard about the Ras Leela? But only Braj Gopis who are qualified with their Vishuddha Prem, completely pure, undivided, self-forgetful love for Krishna. Only gopis that possess this quality, Vishuddha Nirmal Prem, Madhurya Prem, they can enter the Rasa dance and they can see the Rasa Leela. One can only enter the Rasa dance by the mercy of Radharani or the Braja Gopis. Anyway, irregardless, Lakshmi Devi came here. And she's still here performing tapasya and austerity to enter the Rasa Leela. However, she has no success. She's still meditating, still praying, still doing tapasya. And what is she eating? What is she eating? She's eating bale leaves, bilva patra. What does she eat in Vaikuntha? Vishnu Prasad. The wife eats the remnants of the husband. What does Radharani eat? Krishna Prasad ki. She's doing austerities under the tree. The bale tree's over her head giving her shade. There's no temple, there's no mandir. She's sitting in the open. And what does she eat in the spiritual world in Vaikuntha? She eats chapan bhog. Kachori, rasgulla, ladu, samosa, sweet rice, cheese, sabji, chutney, pineapple chutney, tomato chutney, mango chutney, pickles, salad, sprouts, everything. Now she's eating bale leaves. Have you ever eaten bale leaves? They taste like nothing. But then the summertime comes, May and June. Then she gets a special treat. Because one bale fruit will fall from the tree, a ripened fruit, only 2 months a year, May and June. It will come down and hit the ground next to her. Boom! It will crack open when it hits the ground. The hard, hard, dried, sun-dried, sun-baked, hard, crispy, crackly ground of Vrindavan in the summer. In the summer in Vrindavan, it looks like still life. Like this type of art called still, like type of painting called still life. It's so stiff and like this is like frozen articles in the painting. If you're ever here in the summer. The trees don't move. There's no wind. The trees don't move. The leaves don't move. The birds don't sing. Nothing. In the summertime, May and June, you just look outside and say, everything appears to be dead. Trees, everyone's just like poised, frozen in solid heat. Not solid ice, frozen in solid heat, immovable. Waiting for the monsoon season. That's unbelievable. If you look now, if you sit now, you look at a tree, those roots are going back and forth. There's some wind blowing. And the birds are totally silent, monbrut. So in that setting, this bale fruit falls next to Lakshmi Devi. It cracks open, and she takes it. And she just, of course, she offers it to Narayan. Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan. And then she takes the prasad. That's all she eats. However, all those difficult austerities for 5,000 years, 5,000 so many years, still she cannot enter the Rasa dance. Why? She has a big problem. She cannot give up her ego. She cannot give up her Mahishi Abhiman, that I am Lakshmi. I am a Brahmani. I am a Brahmani. I am the wife of Vishnu, Lord Narayan. I am not a Vaishya. I am not an Abira. I'm not a cowherd girl. I'm a queen. Goddess Lakshmi. Doesn't work? She had a problem. She was thinking, I'm a queen of Vaikuntha. I'm the presiding goddess of all wealth. Therefore, I will relish the mellows of Krishna's Leela by performing austerities here. Without following Radharani, Lakshmi was thinking, I will not follow Radharani. I will not submit myself and become Gopi Anugata. I will not become Anugatya, Sakir Anugatya. Eineve Danadaro, Sakir Anugata Koro. Anugatya means I will not follow. All the parrots are getting excited. I will not follow Radharani. By the strength of my tapasya, I went to the rasa dance. By the strength of my gyan, I went to the rasa dance. By the strength of my knowledge, shastra knowledge. By the strength of our surrender. Saki pada shraya. Radha pada shraya. Rupa mandri pada shraya. Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Se Mor Sampada Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Se Mor Sampada. Lakshmi Devi could not. That's Shri Rupa Manjari Pad, Rupa Goswami Pad. Lakshmi Devi, she could not accept Mor Sampad. Mor Sampad, I have wealth. I am the goddess of wealth. I give wealth to the whole world. Everyone worships me to get money and wealth. I am Lakshmi. Lakshmi means money, rubles, paisa. I am the goddess of wealth. I don't need any wealth. But Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya Ki. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Champak Manjari. Champak Manjari is saying, my only sampad, sampad means wealth, my treasure, my valuable asset of my spiritual existence, of my spiritual life, is the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Manjari Pad. Sri Rupa Manjari Pad. Say more, again, more, remember mine, mamta. M-O-R means mamta bhav. The bhav, the feeling of possessiveness. Ownership, possessiveness, mamata, my wife, she's my wife, this is my husband. That my is really big. My. It goes forever. That's called mamata. This is my mother. We should have that same mamata for guru. Guru mamata bhav. Krishna, my guru. Oh, your guru said, very good, dhanabhats, pranams to your guru. Very all puja and worship to your guru, very nice. But I have my guru. Your guru said, chant 64 rounds a day. Wonderful. All glories to you. My guru said, chant 16 rounds. Your perfection is to have mama tabha for your guru, my dear friend. My perfections have mamatava, feelings of ownership, possession, love, attachment for my guru. Your guru is perfect for you. My guru is perfect for me. Krishna has sent my guru. My guru is Krishna, Sakshat Hari. Your guru is Krishna. When you get in these guru arguments, guru disciple, you say, excuse me, sir. I mean, Krishna Das. Is your guru Sakshat Hari? Is he Krishna? Is he Krishna Rupa and Krishna Sarup? And he'll say, if he knows any tattva, guru tattva, will say, yes, my guru is Sakshat Hari. Is my guru Sakshat Hari? He must say yes. Then, what are you talking about? Be quiet. Hari is Hari. My Sakshat Hari, your Sakshat Hari is one Hari. Bhagavan is one, Guru is one. Akanda Guru Tattva. Akanda Guru Tattva. There's no break, there's no difference. There's not two gurus, there's not three gurus, there's only one guru. The sun is one in the sky. The sun is one in the sky. You put 100 pails, buckets with water inside. Yes? Every bucket, every pail, every balti has water inside. And you look in each bucket, you'll see the sun shining. The sun is reflected in the surface of that water in the bucket. The guru is Krishna. The buckets are all the sun. The guru is the sun in the bucket. The same sun is shining in every guru's heart. And that same sun is reflected into the hearts of the disciples. This has to be realized. It's not the guru's fault. It's not Krishna's fault. It's our fault. So she's thinking, she doesn't want to accept the wealth of the gopi's feet, Lakshmi Devi. She doesn't want to accept, she won't even accept the wealth of Radharani's feet. What to speak of some tiny little manjari, some little maidservant, some little kinkari, palyadasi. She'll never accept the wealth of Lalita Sakhi's lotus feet. So Lakshmi Devi is so unfortunate. So this is her problem. Lakshmi Devi, she's a goddess of fortune. Everyone says goddess in English, we say goddess of fortune. Lakshmi Devi ki. But what we're hearing here in this pastime of Balvan, that she is the most unfortunate lady in the world. We, you, every lady here, every man here, are more fortunate than the goddess of fortune. Now, how do you like that? You're bigger than the goddess of fortune. You're bigger than the goddess of fortune. Bill Gates is a pauper. Bill Gates is a beggar. Lakshmi Devi is a beggar. She's begging for Prem, Prem Bikari. Braja Prem Bikari Lakshmi Devi Ki. She's begging for Gopi Prem. She's begging for it. But she's not surrendering. Lord Chaitanya is giving us Gopi Prem freely. Anarpita Shrim Shat. How's it go? Karunavatara Kalo. And Samarpita Ujula Unat Ujula Sabak Samarpitum Unat Ujula Sabakti Shriyam. So this is in Adi Lila chapter 1:4. Adi Lila chapter 1:4. This is the internal purpose, the Antarkarana, the internal purpose for Lord Chaitanya. He came to give Gopi Prem, Braja Prem to everyone. Them all Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem means the love of Krishna. Who loves Krishna more than the gopis? Who loves Krishna more than Radharani? No one. She, so Bhakti Shriyam. Her own Bhakti. Radha's Bhakti. Gopika Bhakti. Braja Bhakti. Manjari Bhav. Bhavalas Rati. We all have it. Being distributed. Lakshmi can't get it. She's in Balvan struggling year after year, eating leaves and dried, tasteless bale fruit. Bale fruit is tasteless. There's no taste. It's not a sweet apple. It's like tasteless. You have to put honey inside, a little black salt, this, that, whip it around in a blender, then, you know. Someone gives you bale fruit, you go, you won't eat it. But if you're starving, like Lakshmi Devi, she waits 10 months a year for that tasteless fruit. Eats leaves for 10 months a year, then gets a tasteless fruit for 2 months. She's trying so hard to get Gopika Prem. So much difficulty. Vacho Vegam, Manasakrota Vegam, Jiva Vedam, Udra Pashta Vegam. Completely controlling the tongue like a master yogini. Still, she cannot enter Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan. She's in Krishna's Leela in Vaikuntha in form of Narayan and Vishnu. Aishwarya Mahi Leela. But she cannot enter the Madhurya Mahi Leela of Krishna Ki Jai. How fortunate we are. It is all by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kali Yuga Patita Pavanar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. Kali Yuga Maha Patita Avatar Nityananda Mahaprabhu Ki. One day, Yoga Maya Purnamasi came to Balvan. She met Lakshmi Devi. Oh, Lakshmi Devi, you are a chaste lady. That's a great asset. You are chaste. You are Brahmani. You're the wife of Lord Narayan. Let me ask you some questions. I want to interview you. If you pass the interview, I will give you an appointment with Shyam Sundar. So now, Yogamaya personified, who is without Yogamaya's permission, no one enters Vrindavan in any rasa, Sakhi Ras, Madhuri, etc. So she's here's a prospective candidate to enter Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan. Who is the applicant? Who is the applicant? The applicant is Lakshmi Devi. She's applying for post. She's applying for some service in Vrindavan. She wants to enter Vrindavan and serve Krishna in the rasa dance. Is it possible? If you pass the interview, you get accepted, right? For the post. So when Yogamaya asked her, she says, can you give up your husband, Narayan, and marry someone else? Can you marry a coward man? How is that possible? I can't do that, never, said Lakshmi. Then Yogamaya asked another question. Can you make cow dung patties? No, I can't. I don't even know how. Because it's not as easy as you think. You have to have exactly the right percentage of busa. You have to first you collect all the cow dung, and then you have in one parat, in one bowl, then you have another bowl of busa, dried, chopped up wheat stalks, and then you have a third one. You mix them together in a certain proportion, certain ratio of dried wheat stalks and cow dung, and then you get the right consistency. Anyway, it's a whole process. Everything's a science. Well, let me ask you another question, my dear Lakshmi Devi. Can you milk a cow? Can you milk cows? And can you carry water pots on your head? Oh, I've never done that before. I mean, a queen. I just sit next to the king. And our servants bring us kheer and milkshakes. I never milked a cow. Well, I'm sorry, Lakshmi Devi. You have failed the interview. There's no way that you can go to Vrindavan and see the rasa dance because you are not qualified. First, you must take birth from the womb of a gopi. Then you have to associate with the Nitya Siddha Parishads, Radharani Sahacharis, the eternal associates of Radharani. You have to try to learn to follow them. Then, when you grow up, you must marry a gopa. And then, when you can run away from that husband, when you can reject him and give him up, and run to Shyam Sundar, when he plays his flute and calls your name, Brindarika, you have to run, and you can't do that. And you have to be able to make Krishna your true beloved. You may have a swami at home, but Krishna will become your real swami, your real husband. This is the only process. There is no other way to enter the rasa dance of Krishna. So I think we'll stop there and have a short kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gauranitai ki jai, Sri Radha Krishna ki jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Sri Trasikosh ki jai, Sri Dwarasavan ki jai, Bandiravan ki jai, Barsana Dham ki jai, Nandagram ki jai, Vrindavan ki jai, Giriradharan ki jai, Shavakun ki jai, Radhakun ki jai, Gokul Dham ki jai, Rabo Dham ki jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah.